last time on Our Sparks Ignited. Squidgen went on strike, and Zaifa docks Nicholas after, you know, getting stressed out about that. Now she's gone to Ravnica to settle some debts and center herself out. All right, let's get to it.
Welcome to Our Sparks Ignited, an interstitial actual play set in the Magic the Gathering multiverse. My name is Waffle, pronouns they, them, and I will be your GM.
I'm Tanner Vogelsang, pronouns they, them, and I am playing Zaifa, using the familiar playbook.
Hi, my name is Charles, pronouns he, him, and I am playing Una, using the Knucklehead playbook.
I'm Lafayette Terrapong, I use they, them pronouns. I play Teapot, playing the Displaced playbook.
Hi, I'm Sid, pronouns she, they. I'm playing Niklas, the Bound playbook.
So how much time has passed since we last saw you? Like, what time of day is it? Because you left at night.
It's probably getting around noon by now.
All right. And you've gone to the Gruul territory to talk to your uncle?
Yep. I went in there because he, when I was really little, my uncle went to join the Gruul. And, you know, most of the family didn't mind as much because the Gruul are still, like, really nature-focused and stuff. They're not as all about the unity. They're more much more individualistic. But, like, you know, they like plants and whatnot. So I generally have an idea where he is. And he tends to stay close to, like, where Selesnya and Gruul territories have borders with each other.
Mm-hmm. All right, so what do you find him doing?
I think Zaifa comes across her uncle. Have I ever named her uncle?
I don't think so. Is he your mom's brother?
No, I'm going to say he's dad's brother. I'm going to name him Ross.
Ross, sure.
Just Ross.
Speaking
but there's like this, like with two R's.
I won't tell you where the second R is.
It's silent.
That's a secret. Speaking of, there's going to be so many places for a second R. It's a short name. That brings me to another. I know you're exaggerating, but what's Zaifa's relationship like with her father? Because she always refers to herself as the product of a centaur and a hydrangea bush or something?
No, Dad, my parents are both centaurs. It's just that Dad is currently a rhododendron bush. You know, near where the Dasani is set up, or where they were set up. You know, because he wanted to be closer to the earth and closer to nature.
All right, so he's dead. Cool.
He's not dead. He's a bush. I can still talk to him. He usually doesn't talk back. He's a bush.
He's not in centaur mode anymore. I'll put it that way. Yeah, he's moved on to the next stage of life.
Listen,
which is much less mobile.
You need to understand that if the members of the Selesnya Conclave, if I had a dollar for every member of the Selesnya Conclave who wandered off and turned into a plant, I could buy Orzhov. And that's not even counting the ones who come back. Because most only do it for a few years. Dad's really committed.
So, hey, it's me, the narrator. Hey, Zaifa, how's it going?
Hi, narrator. I see we're engaging in some FF.net fourth wall breaking activity.
Yeah, so your dad is a bush. So you still believe in the cycle of life that Selesnya preached despite being Simic. You still have that very religious kind of tone to your life?
No, I am the...
Yes, he's dead, isn't he?
He's not dead! Druids are a thing that exists on multiple planes! People turn themselves into plants all the time! This isn't weird!
I don't think people turn themselves into bushes for years at a time.
Yes! Listen, somebody didn't compare to some other people. Have you seen how the Rakdos meditate? There's a guy who's been bleeding in the town square for 8 years.
I wasn't aware that Rakdos did meditate.
Yes! And we don't know how he has that much blood. It doesn't seem physically possible, but he's still teaching 8th grade.
All right, well, I mean, I'm sorry. I thought this was just a metaphor for death, like getting buried and having a bush planted on top of you.
No! Like feeding. There was a big family announcement. He was like, all right, everyone, I've come to make an announcement. I've decided that it's time for me to become closer to the Earth and closer to Celestia. Therefore, I am going to go up to our capital and turn myself into a rhododendron bush. I will return at some point, but who's to say when? You know, these things, they take time. And that's the last words he spoke with a mouth. If he was dead, there would be a ghost!
All right. Well, let's get back to the scene. So you've gone to meet your uncle.
Yeah, he's probably roasting a creature on a spit.
All right. It's just like a lizard, probably the length of your arm, with yeah, like too many eyes. Wondered if he's in the territory. Yeah. Why, hello, Zafe.
Hi, Uncle Ross. It's been a while.
Oh yes, I really haven't been back since your father turned himself into a bush.
Yeah, that was the whole thing. You know, some people think he died.
I mean, if they weren't familiar with the Celestia thing, I could see that. Like, if they didn't really know about that guy who's still bleeding in for 8 years, teaching elementary school in the town square.
I mean, I don't agree with it, but you know, it's Racto, so I'm sure it is some important thing for biology. Anyways, how's it been over in the rural space? Is this still rural territory? Have the Celestia been like encroaching and stuff?
Have the Celestia been encroaching? Civilization always encroaches on nature, honey. I thought I told you that. I thought I taught you at least that before you, you know, went all simic.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm supportive of that.
Yeah, thank you. I've always appreciated your appreciation for my individuality. And you know, like, we're not all about civilization. We use a lot of science, but there's lots of nature involved. I'd like to think we're just hastening the natural development of new life forms.
I don't know if I agree with that, honey, but things have been well, you know. There's some giant maca cats or an ambush predators that, you know, have been goading on any Celestia people who get too close. What brings you back to Ravnica, honey?
So here's the thing. I've been going through some, I guess, mental health stuff. How did the girl feel about mental health?
Every time we have a crisis, we bury the person in the dirt until they get over it.
You know, I feel like that's not a universal solution, but I can see the appeal.
He starts reaching for a shovel he has nearby.
I mean, when you compare it to the Simic method, which is usually just put a bunch of chemicals inside you, which again, can be great for a lot of people. But I feel like a lot of people jump to chemicals before they say, hey, let's figure out which chemicals are the best chemicals.
Of course, yeah. Do you want me to start digging a hole?
You know what? Maybe you should. I don't know if I'll get into it, but maybe just get a head start.
Alright. You keep talking, honey. I'll just be making the sound effects for digging.
Okay. So, did you always know that you wanted to be gruel?
Like, always?
Yeah. Like, when did you, like, have you ever tried not being gruel?
Oh, God, you sound like your grandparents there. Well, you see, I've always appreciated nature, but the slow pace of Celestia was never good for me. Your father was always more easygoing and, you know, bush-like. But I always just thought we could be doing more, or I appreciate going for walks in the woods and not going through the paths. So I don't know if I was always good, but I knew I wasn't Selesnya. When did you find out you were Simic?
I mean, it's not that I knew I was Simic so much that, well, like you said, I knew I wasn't Selesnya. I never got along with the crowd, and I always had different ideas, and, you know, my mom always said that I should stop having those ideas. You know, but when I got older and I found out what the Simic's deal was, I thought, hey, that seems like something that would be way up my alley. And you know, mom, she keeps thinking that it's a phase.
Have you talked to your mom lately?
No, I am avoiding her as much as I can. I can't remember the excuse I gave last time someone said my mom was looking for me. I may have tried to fake my death. I don't know if that was on Ravnica, though.
Yes. Well, he just sticks the shovel in the dirt and, like, puts his two, like, massive hands on your shoulder. Like, maybe just pressing you down slightly without intending to. This guy, he's like that Stonehoof centaur on, what's that, Ravnica? But this guy's jacked.
I've just been thinking of Nessus from the Hercules movie.
Zephyr, you know how your grandfather on my side passed before you were born?
Uh-huh.
Sometimes I regret not getting to see him before he went, because he was like you. He was like your mom. He thought, oh, you'll grow out of the gruel. When you get older, you'll want to come back and, you know, have a stable life with Selesnya, raise some kids, maybe become a bush. But, and I kept giving him excuses. Oh, we had to go raid. I had to capture people. I had to, you know, burn down a bank. I was burning down a bank, by the way, but eventually, one day, he died. He got sick. And by the time I learned about it, I didn't make it back in time to say goodbye to him. And I've never stopped wanting to be Gruul because that's who I am, but I don't want you to live with the last memory of your mom saying this is just a phase or something. She'll be gone one day and you'll still be here, with any luck. Because I wouldn't want her to have to bury you, or you wind up dead in a ditch on another world.
Maybe if I put mom in a gruel hole.
No, gruel holes are entered consensually. Unless you're joining the gruel, then we just kind of shove you in one.
Yeah, good point. I think I've definitely been avoiding, you know, all the negative thoughts about mom and just kind of, you know, going with the flow and having good times. And did I ever introduce you to Squidgen?
Oh, the little pigeon friend of yours? Yes, where is he?
I left them with a friend because I realized I was hurting them. Because I was likely putting all my negative emotions inside of them and then neglecting their own emotions and not treating them like a real living being. So, you know, that's kind of another reason why I'm here, is that I was a bad friend.
It happens. Well, I'm glad you were able to recognize that you were a bad friend.
Yeah, I feel like I only would have recognized that, you know, if the Squidge is the only reason I did that, because, you know, they turned on me. And I was like, hang on a second. Something's gone amiss.
So what's up, Zeph? Did you just want to come and chat with your uncle?
I think this has been a really good chat. I'm definitely going to keep the whole thing in consideration, but I don't think it's the right time, but maybe I'll come back.
Of course.
I think I should go talk to one of my parents. I'm not sure which, because Mom is herself and Dad is a bush.
Well, just know that they both love you very much, even if they're not good at saying it.
You're probably right. You're always the smartest one in the family.
I'm not the one with blue mana, he says, giving you a shove on your shoulder.
Oh, you.
And he just pulls you into a big uncle hug.
And I'll hug him back.
Now either get in this hole or get out of here.
Okay, I'm gonna get out of here, but you have fun. Bye.
Bye.
Clip, clop, clip, clop, clip, clop.
Yeah, of course, of course.
So where would my mom be?
I think your mom is in the Selesnya territory. She's do you go through the Selesnya territory?
Yeah.
Maybe you go get lunch first. Maybe you don't go right away because I imagine you probably wouldn't. Like, you need to spend some time alone.
Yeah.
You go to Selesnya territory. One of the rocks on guard duty says,
Zaifa, it's good to see you again.
Yeah, nice to see you too.
Smirnoff. I'm looking for your dad. He's still a bush.
Yeah, I figured I would have heard from him if he wasn't a bush anymore. No, I'm actually gonna find my mom.
He gives you a concerned look.
You alright, kid? You're not dying, are you?
Not today. I figured it's been a while, and you know, I should say hi.
Alright. Well, your mom just got done dealing with this bloodied up kid. She should still be in the medical area.
All right. Thanks. Thank you. And have a great day.
You go to see your mom, Zafia?
First, she named her after me. I hope so. Confident and surgeon here, so I have to deal with my emotions. Hi, Mom!
Zaifa, how are you doing today, honey?
I'm good. It's been a while. How are you?
Good. I just saw one of your little friends.
Which one?
Short, in a cloak, had a lot of bandages. I think she really enjoyed the Selesnya.
Oh, yeah. I forgot that they were out here.
Kettle? Teapot?
Yeah, something like that, bakeware, or, you know, stoves, something. Anyways,
yeah.
So yeah, it's been a while. I just wanted to come by and say hi. And, you know, we've said stuff to each other in the past that I'm sure we both regret.
I mean, I don't know if I would say I regret it, honey. I mean, I think that Selesnya offers a better range of choices than Simic. You know, you are always academically gifted, but they put so much pressure on you there, and then you planes walked away, so are you really even part of Simic anymore?
I mean, from a, you know, idealistic standpoint, I'm definitely still part of Simic. I don't know if necessarily I'm part of them officially, like on the docket, but also, you know, I've truly expanded my horizons beyond Ravnica. So do I truly need to be a Simic to be what's in a Simic? You know, I feel like a blue-green biomancer by any other name smells just as much like formaldehyde. You know what I'm saying?
Have you been eating formaldehyde again, honey?
No. Anyways...
I'm sorry that that's now canonical.
Listen, she can stop whenever she wants.
Oh no!
A formaldehyde apple a day keeps her away.
She's scared.
All right, honey, what did you want to apologize for?
Oh, you know, it was just, I kind of just broke off a lot of contact, and I said, you know, that time I told you that if you weren't going to accept me as Simic, then you might as well not even speak to me ever again, and that was like 3 months ago.
I do remember that. That was very sad. I talked to your father about that.
Oh, yeah, I've occasionally gone to see Dad, too. I have tried to time it so that you weren't around. Obviously, that worked, but, like, it's, yeah, because you're my mom, and I feel like even if we have different points of view, we should be able to come to a consensus about things, you know? Like, even if we're part two different philosophies.
Yeah, I know what you mean, honey, and I am proud of you for how far you've come. I just worry about you sometimes. Like, you've pushed yourself so much at Simic that, and then you almost got run over by a giant beast.
Who's among us in Ravnica hasn't been almost run over by a giant beast?
I don't think many people in the Selesnya Conclave have, because, you know, we don't work ourselves to the point of exhaustion when we don't notice a giant beast coming towards us, honey.
Okay, well, you know, maybe I wouldn't be working so hard if I didn't have as much to prove.
You don't have anything to prove, honey. You'll always be my perfect little girl.
Okay, but the thing is, really didn't feel that way. You know, all those times when you acted like me joining the Simic was just a phase, or that it wasn't right for me, or that you doubted me. And, you know, I just think that it would be nice if you acknowledged. I'm not saying you're a bad mom, but you are part of the reason I put a lot of pressure on myself.
Well, I'm so sorry you feel that way, honey. And I didn't think I was causing you to put pressure on yourself. I mean, I thought Azorius Camp would be good for you. Like, you could learn some structure without, you know, the need to constantly innovate.
Mom, have I ever done well with structure? Like, really?
that's why you need to practice, honey.
Or I could just go towards things that are better suited for me, you know, instead of things that you think are better suited for me. Like, Mom, I know you want what's best for me, but wouldn't the person who actually knows what's best for me be me?
Yes, honey, but I notice you don't have that little friend of yours.
Well, that kind of goes hand in hand with the knowing what's best for me. No, I had to take some time away, apart from Squidgen. I left him with a friend, you know, to get a better understanding of myself. You know, this is me learning and me trying to, you know, build bridges with you.
And I'm happy you're doing that, honey. I really am. I know you're doing what you love with the Simic and sticking beaks onto things that wouldn't otherwise have beaks.
No, squids do actually have beaks. A lot of people don't know that.
Alligators don't, honey. I still remember that science project you debuted.
Okay, but you know, from a certain point of view, you know, with the birds that clean the teeth, you know.
I just worry about you sometimes. And I'm sorry that my point of view and my insistence on you joining Selesnya made you feel like you weren't worth anything, because you are.
Well, thank you. That's,
you know, you're my favorite daughter. You're her only daughter, but
you know that
you're her only kid, in fact, so.
That actually means a lot. That actually means a lot to me. Did you say that, Mom? So thank you. And Zephyr's just gonna run in for a hug.
Your mom gives you a hug. Oh, honey. She does that thing where she just rubs your back as she's hugging you.
And you know, I just thought that I proved myself to be the best Simic that I ever could. That, you know, you'd be proud of me then. And any time I was worried that I wasn't doing well, I just shut those feelings down. around, you know. But I guess you're right, because like I don't have to be the best. It just gotta be me, right?
Yeah. You just have to be the best version of yourself, honey. That's all I ask.
Yeah.
And that's up to you to decide how you are the best version of yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. I've thought that for a while, but it sounds better coming from you, because like you're all wise and stuff, and you're like a pillar of the community.
Oh, you flatter me. I'm just I'm just a simple cleric taking care of all my children in the Cernic and the Celestia.
No, you can't take it back now.
No, I'm the Celestia, yeah.
Okay. Huh, that went a lot better than I realized. I was worried that like this might end up the same as it did last time, but I don't know, maybe it's just like all the bad feelings that I tried to ignore are just kind of like coming up and kind of like, blah! But this is good. This went really good.
I did this, make some mistakes.
Is this what Cliff feels like?
Maybe.
I feel so at peace, and this is simultaneously making me feel like I'm missing something.
I think that's called anxiety. Have you tried sitting in a hole?
No. If that was a thing, I would have heard of it before.
Your uncle digs holes quite nicely, you know.
Yeah, he mentioned the hole. Maybe I do need a hole. But I am also like multitasking, you know, because there's also a situation on another plane. I left my friends there. Mm. I may have left my friend in like some dire straits. Ooh, get eaten by the moon or something.
Eaten. She gives you a concerned look. Did you make the moon alive?
No.
See, this is why I don't like Simic, honey. They make everything alive and they give things mouths that shouldn't have mouths.
That has nothing to do with the Simic. I'm sure there's people in the Simic who would appreciate it from like an anatomical perspective, but the moon was like this when I met Nicholas, okay? It's just, sometimes...
Oh, is Nicholas your boyfriend?
No! No!
Partner, I'm sorry. That's how the kids say it.
No, that's not my thing. And also, we're trying to set Nicholas up with his vampire landlord.
Oh, vampires.
Apparently they're different from the ones we have here. They're, like, pretty and nice.
She looks off into the distance, pondering something. All right. Yeah, so you left your friend in a bit of a bind?
Yeah, I think I'm gonna stop by my lab to get some stuff, but I'm gonna try and make a point of visiting you again soon, you know, just to catch you up on my adventures and stuff. And like, I know you're worried about me, and it's like dangerous and whatnot, but I want to assure you that even if I was Celestia, even if I was Azorius, like, I'd be in just as much danger. Actually, I feel like Simic gave me an edge, because, you know, I've got the power of the beasts.
Yes. Before you go, when you see your friend in your teapot, I believe, again, just tell her to be more careful when working with machines, okay?
Okay?
Yeah, she was all cut.
What's teapot here?
She came around. She came a little before you. She was all cut up and covered in oil.
Like the same day?
Yeah.
Right. Okay, I got a double time. So, thanks so much, Ray Talk. Let me say hi to Dad. Bye!
Uh huh. Bye. All right. I'm glad we've moved. Our foley is slowly evolving.
I should have brought a coconut.
Roll me just a goofy little 2d6.
Just a wacky two wacky d6s.
Yeah.
That's a six altogether.
All right. And did you want to make a link with either your mom or your uncle?
Oh, I should. Am I using this role?
Or no, this was going to be for something else. I just remembered.
Okay. Yeah, yes. Real quick, I am going to make a heart link with... No, I got to make a heart with both of them. So that is a 7 for Uncle Ross. That's only a 4 for Mom.
I am going to let you get that heart link with your mom, too. I'm just going to, you know, hold on to a sneaky little move.
Ooh, that's a sneaky little move.
Just a sneaky little move. I don't know how many moves I have because I keep losing documents.
Well, I think you already fired the gun that I gave at me from last time, so this is a new gun.
Yeah, hard move for Zaypha's mom link.
All right. Anyways, and the wacky roll from before was a 6 for however you want that to play out.
All right. You're going towards your lab, and you're seeing a lot of, you know, animals flying by. Maybe you notice, like, there's some crow peacocks and feral and dog alligators.
Not a feral alligator?
Nope, not a feral alligator. You go into your lab?
Okay, go into my lab. In my lab, there's like, if this is okay, because you're running this thing, there's still like a whole bunch of like shelves full of just raw biological material. Like, not like appendages and stuff, but just like vials with liquids. And it's like bat, eel, squid, cat. And I'm just grabbing those and I'm putting them in my bag.
You go to your lab, you open it up, the door is unlocked.
Good.
And you see Hank Nombus inside your lab, just going through your notes.
Okay, I'm going to throw my backpack at him.
Are you striking? Do you want to kill him, or do you want to just knock him over?
I just want to...
Do you want
no,
to
I
just...
don't want to kill him. This is not Dark Timelines, Zaypha.
Do you want to take enough time to grab what you need and bounce?
Exactly.
Roll to strike to subdue.
Okay.
That's no, plus mastery.
Okay, my scroll is not scrolling. I don't know how much I have in mastery.
Give 2 mastery, you should be fine.
Okay. Hey, that is an 11 for 13.
So you deal harm and choose 2. You take something from them, force to change a location, or de-escalate the situation.
I'm going to de-escalate the situation and take his...
Okay, cool. He goes out like a light.
Yeah, sorry, Hank. I know we have like a whole history that like there was potential of happening here, but I truly do not have time. I know you like thought we were like academic rivals and stuff, and maybe we were at some point. But I truly have bigger fish to fry. Maybe I could try. You know, I think Lamog is too big to count as a fish. Anyways, take the notes. Take some supplies. What else do I need? I'm gonna check. Do I have any? Is there a possibility that I have anything in here that has to do with Kamigawa?
Would Zaypha have gone to? Has Zaypha gone to Kamigawa before?
See, I don't think so.
I mean, if you don't think so, the only. What specifically are you looking for from Kamigawa?
So maybe not Kamigawa specifically. It's just that's at the front of Zaypha's mind because she's like thinking of the people who know about like ghosts and souls and stuff. And the top two are like the Orzov, and follow them, and Una.
All right. You probably don't know about Kamigawa, but you've been back to Ravnica since you've ignited. So maybe at a Planeswalker library there were books on Kamigawa.
Okay, so I am just going to take one look around in my lab, see if there's anything else I might need or anything Hank can take advantage of, but it doesn't look like it. So I'm going to open one of the journals on a blank page. I'm going to tear a page. I'm going to grab a pen. I'm just going to write a note that says, "You're a hack. and I'm going to stuff it in Hank's pocket, and then I'm going to gallop out again.
Okay. He's knocked unconscious. Do you sign the note just to make sure he knows it's you?
If he doesn't know that I'm the one who signed it, then he is even worse of a scientist than I assume.
All right.
And actually, before I leave, I'm gonna like I do one of those like sharp 90-degree turns, I Akira but with a centaur body, and I go down another hallway.
All right.
And I'm going to go to the office of my mentor, whose name I'm gonna quickly dig up from wherever Ridian. No, yes, I'm gonna go find Ridian's office, and I'm gonna leave another note. I feel like it's not office hours right now, so they're not in.
Yep.
I leave a note, and I stuff it under their door. And it just says, hi, Ridian. Souls in a crisis? ? From Zepha. Talk to you soon.
All right. I shove it under the door. Nice, nice. All right.
And yeah, now I'm headed to the Planeswalker Library.
All right.
If there is such a thing around Africa.
I'm sure there is. If there's a district, so it wouldn't be like Strixhaven, but...
Which I'm banned from anyways.
Interesting story.
Well, it's the same reason I'm banned from the Cynic-specific library, in which I tend to not return the books I take.
Fair enough. Yeah, but it's like one of those community libraries, like, oh, bring some books to talk about, to tell people about your plane with. So there's like a history of Kamigawa, Kami and you, Mirrodin, Everything's Fine. Really odd title for that book. It's getting old.
This isn't relevant to me, but I feel like I need to take it for Teapot. I'm going to flag down a librarian.
Okay. A goblin just like, on like a pair of mechanical stilts that they are operating, just to be at eye level with everyone, just kind of, hey!
Hi there, sorry to disturb you. I'm looking for, is there anything in the Kamigawa section that's like specific to the mechanics of souls? Or, you know, are there any Kamigawa planeswalkers nearby? The lady, with the ears and the hair, and the arm,
the one just the missing?
One? Yeah! You seen her around lately?
No. Huh.
I mean, she was a rabbit lady, right? Sawatami?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, let's see. Let me check one moment.
Is she still missing? We tried to keep... problem. I've got her arm in a snail shell.
You sent her arm with other way, Kasmina.
Yes.
No one told me. No one tells me anything.
Okay, well, you know, she's fine. And I chopped her arm off and I gave her arm to the other lady. And now I need to find her. For science reasons.
Yeah, one moment, I'm consulting my books. I think she lived in the city on Kamigawa. Let's see. She was a Sawatami, right?
Yeah. Yeah. With the ears and the floating.
Oh, yes, I believe she lived in Otawara.
Great. Is that like a major city on there?
Yeah, it's a floating city.
Perfect. Shouldn't be that hard to find. And she's just gonna planeswalk there.
All right.
She did not check out the books that she took.
You son of a bitch! God damn it.
If only I was a planeswalker. But no. You can be work here if you're not a planeswalker. It's fine, Glibglop.
God damn it. God damn it.
The cast is Tanner, Sid, Charles, Chell, and Lafayette. Editing and producing was done by Sid and Chell. Our music was done by Amelia, who you can find more about in our description. Our Sparks Ignited is unofficial Magic fan content permitted under the fan content policy. Magic the Gathering is property of Wizards of the Coast, LLC.